A much healthier approach, a much more rational approach, is to begin by deciding what you want to take out of your business first and take that out of sales before anyone else gets their hands on it. After all, the business is supposed to be there to give you a better life too, isn't it?
You're listening to the Profit First for Lawyers podcast, the official companion show to the book Profit First for Lawyers by R. John Robbins. Now, this podcast is for you if you want to bring home more profit while working fewer hours in the office, spending even more time with your loved ones, and turning your office into a lean, mean, profit-breathing machine. So if you're tired of working for your law firm instead of your law firm working for you, stay tuned for some really practical insights that will get you the results you've always wanted. It's time to put your BS aside for the next few minutes and put yourself, your family, your firm, and your profit first. Welcome back to the Profit First for Lawyers podcast. I'm your host, Carly, and today I am in our virtual studio with none other than the radiant Sarah Phillips of Phillips Law. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carly. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, give yourself a little introduction. Who are you? What do you do? What problems does your law firm solve?
Hi, my name is Sarah Phillips. My husband and I co-own Phillips Law, based out of the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and we primarily practice criminal defense and personal injury, and we've been doing that for 15 years, and our goal is to help good people through bad times.
I am so excited to have you on the show today. I think especially because your story might resonate with a lot of people, because you and your husband obviously owned your law firm for a very long time before you started implementing Profit First, before you ever discovered how to manage a small law firm, which of course is the corporation that the author of Profit First for Lawyers, R. John Robbins, co-founded. Do you want to give us a little bit of your background? How was it coming up and hanging out that shingle initially, and what made you decide to take your profits first?
So it took a very long time, spoiler alert, it took a very long time to learn about Profit First and how important it was. But to backtrack, we were at it for approximately 12, 13 years right out of law school. My husband and I started our own criminal defense practice. Thankfully, in the state of Louisiana, which is, I'm not going to lie, a little backwards in a lot of things, but ironically not whenever it comes to law school. And the final year of law school, they have a program called the Rule 20 program at the time, and still is in practice today. Basically, you can become a lawyer underneath a mentor, underneath a professor. And so our last year of law school, my husband had tried his first murder trial. So for better or for worse, you definitely get experience. So we really felt as though, okay, you know, let's kind of hang out our shingle. Let's see how this goes. My husband started the law firm. I came in as a criminal defense attorney and graduated a year behind him, got my law license, and then we just kind of started it together one by one. I mean, I can still remember that first $1,000 check that a client gave him. I can still see it to this day, him walking through and saying, I just got a $1,000 check. And we think, man, we are just sitting pretty. And that's basically how it started. For 10, 12 years, it definitely progressed. And, you know, just taking on new clients, really getting a name for ourselves in the New Orleans community. Brad is an amazing attorney, litigator. He really fights hard for his clients. But, you know, unfortunately, we never worked for a law firm. We never had parents that were in the business field. We didn't go to business school. They don't teach you these things in law school. They teach you the opposite. They teach you how to be a lawyer, of course. So we did the best we could, got accountants, did what we thought was right. But really what it came down to was, while the clients were happy, the business and the finances were basically, I guess, what you would call feast or famine a lot of times. And especially whenever we would take on personal injury cases, those would be big payouts, or we would have big cases, and then that would be feast. And then, you know, we would not be really good about collecting AR or past payment plans from criminal clients. And so we would have kind of some famine months. And while overall we were making a decent living, it was very stressful because you never knew. There was no predictability. It was truly, as Arjan has said, you know, profit was really more of an afterthought. And it was really just more about what are people paying us and what expenses are we giving out? It wasn't how much are we taking from the firm.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited to dive into this a little bit more, but I do think that this is starting to dovetail with the clip that you chose today. Do you want to go ahead and give us a short introduction and then let's play it for the audience?
Yes, I particularly love, oh gosh, I love this clip because he really speaks to my soul whenever it comes to profit is an afterthought and profit not as an event, but it's a habit. And so that's truly what it was. I mean, it was really, it just makes so much sense whenever he says, you know, whenever you think of profit as an event, and that's what it was. At the end of the month, we were just so excited to see what we had. And so really making it a habit, that's what really resonated with me.
Okay, let's go ahead and play the clip. Let's roll it.
The primacy effect affects the profitability of our businesses. It states that you tend to pay more attention to what comes first and ignore everything else. This is why the traditional approach to cash management and profitability turns out to be so unprofitable, because it puts profit last almost as an afterthought. Instead, profit should be baked into your business every day, every transaction, every moment. Profit cannot be treated as an event. It must be treated as a habit. But that is not how most business owners approach the profitability of their businesses. Instead, most business owners try to grow their way out of their problems, as if the next big sale or the next big client or some angel investor is going to come along and save them, which actually only makes things worse because now those business owners are desperate and anyone who is paying attention knows it. A much healthier approach, a much more rational approach, is to begin by deciding what you want to take out of your business first and take that out of sales before anyone else gets their hands on it. After all, the business is supposed to be there to give you a better life too, isn't it? Yes, this way of thinking about your relationship with your business may force you to make some tough decisions at work or else get creative. But it's better to be forced to make tough decisions at work than to have to make tough decisions at home.
Okay, I see where you're going with this one. So dive in a little bit. Why did this one speak so much to you?
Oh my gosh. I mean, this one speaks so much, especially because, and I think it really is because it hit, you know, my husband and I had the business for 5 years and we got married. So that was another 5 years. So that's 10 years. And taking just the profit at the end of the month was fine because it's just the both of us. But truly what made us look at each other and say, we have to make a difference, was whenever we started having children. And boy, children are expensive. They are consistent in their daycare expenses and those diapers and formula. And you look at them and you say, okay, I can't just close this business with my husband. You know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we could have said, okay, we can just, like, if it doesn't work, you know, we can get a job elsewhere. But whenever you look at your two children who are depending on you and you realize it was a make it or break it moment, okay, we need to really be consistent in this. And truly, it's really to have a better life. And so one thing that really, oh gosh, I mean, there's like so many pieces of that that just speak to me, because the whole feast or famine was not going to work out anymore if we were going to sustain a family and also sustain a business that wanted to grow, right? Because the business was growing, but also our expenses were growing and we were just pulling whatever was left over at the end of the month. Whether that was an amazing month with $300,000 that we were just like, great, we got a big settlement, you know? But I mean, quite frankly, the few months before, you know, we were just piling up credit card debt, right? I mean, so it would literally, we would go from paying $300,000 a month to like $10,000 a month to ourselves to piling up credit card debt. So it was just complete I don't want to say chaos, just we didn't, and I don't even want to, we just didn't know better, right? And I know that that sounds so naive and people are probably screaming at me through the podcast. And believe me, I absolutely get you. I mean, but I also know you're like, what the hell? Why couldn't you just pay yourself? But unfortunately, you're just so, at least for us in the solo world, we just cared about the clients and the experience and keeping our clients and doing good legal work, because you have this idea that, oh, if you do good legal work and if you grow the business, that everything else will follow, right? That magically I'll just become an amazing business person. No, you have to learn these tools, and somebody like Profit First for Lawyers needs to teach you this is kind of the way. And also it was very, not so shameful hearing that there is a book like this out there, because obviously this is a problem, right? That people aren't taking Profit First and that it's not about greed. That was the thing, right? It's not about greed. It's about stability in your life. And that's really what it created for us. And I mean, I have to tell you, our kids are 6 and 4, and we just started not making profit an event, but making it a habit just over a year ago. And I looked at my husband and I said, Brad, we are the ones that are working the hardest. And if we can't pay ourselves with what we think we deserve and what we need and what we've determined is appropriate for our family life, then we know something is broken in the business and we need to fix it. And I am happy to say that it's been a year. We have not had to cut back. We've paid our employees. And I think the person who is most happy besides me and my husband is our accountant. Every year for 10 years, bless him, was looking at us like, okay, it's like you're making this much and then this much. And I can't imagine the mental gymnastics he had to do for our tax purposes, both business and really personal. But and also that structure, right? Understanding this is what comes out. And also just, and what he said about building a better life for the home. Like, I need that stability to know this is our personal budget. And it's also kind of a dashboard alarm. If for some reason we can't pay ourselves, something's broken in the business and the business isn't working for us.
We've created a great resource just for you to help you make your law firm more profitable right now. It's called the Profit Leak Assessment. I teamed up with Evelyn Acoin, who is how to manage a small law firm's financial literacy and strategy expert, to put together a practical and extremely profitable, on-demand, completely free course that's going to help you find thousands of dollars in your proverbial couch cushions. Well, if you're anything like the other law firm owners we've helped anyway. And I promise, no complicated math involved. This is just our way of saying thank you. So sign up now by going to profitfirstforlawyers.com/profitleak or clicking the link in our show notes. I kind of really like that you had said, you know, it's not about greed, it's about stability. And that recurring theme of stability, I think, is really important too, because I personally can't speak to it because I obviously have never owned a business, but I did watch my parents own a business and they kind of had that same feast or famine and they didn't really have any financial controls. And it was like very stressful all the time. And I feel like the joy of being able to be a business owner and have some of that stability and kind of forces you to pay attention to your business differently, to pay attention to your financial reports differently. That way you can see if there's a cash crunch coming and you can make new decisions and pivot. Like, it just seems like it really helps to expand and improve the business because you're really forcing yourself to make sure that you have that stability.
100%. It's truly It's the mental load that is just released that I don't have to think about it. Because at the end of every month, Brad would have to sit there and say, how much do I take from the business? Am I taking out, you know, $1,000 here, $2,000 here? And as a business owner, your time is, you can't get time back. That is the most valuable asset you have. And just the time that he would spend looking at our personal account, comparing it to the business account, distributing over, It just was a waste of so much time. And just knowing there's something that changes your mindset about it because you realize that the business is truly a mule that works for you and that it's not your baby. And now, if the business isn't paying us, which thankfully has not happened, but then we know, okay, the business isn't working for us. It's not before it would have been a mental, well, we're obviously not working hard enough, or we're not doing something correct enough, or it's on us, or okay, let's just distribute more money and solve the problem, or let's grow. Instead, we're thinking, okay, the business isn't working somehow because we're obviously tight on the margins. Why are we tight on margins? Where is the opportunity to create more profitability? Let's talk to our fractional CEO. Let's go back to, are the attorneys, you know, how can we make them more efficient? You know, expenses. Is there anything that we can cut out with expenses? You know, like maybe double vendors that we're just not using anymore. So we can do that. It's not so personal. You're seeing the business as a mule. And if it's not delivering you that, then I'm pissed, right? In a good way. I'm like, this isn't working for us. Before it would have been, oh, woe is us. We tried, darn it. I guess we just didn't get a profit this month. So again, it's really just really helped that way.
I love that, the raising of your standards a little bit. And I don't know why, when you were speaking to, you know, why are the margins thin? Let's go back to the table. Let's see what we can do. What can we switch around? One of the things that I really like about the profit first principles, right, is that element of getting creative, of creativity. It always makes me think about the baseball team, the Savannah Bananas. You know them?
Yes.
They actually follow profit first. Mike Michalowicz, I got to interview him at the end of season one. We'll link that in our show notes. But he had mentioned to me that the Savannah Bananas followed profit first. And that's part of the reason why they kind of are so creative, because they were figuring out, how can we make this profitable, because they were kind of in a financial cash crunch. And so a lot of the things that they do and that they started out doing, they did because they couldn't afford the industry standard. And so they had to get creative.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love that. Yeah.
I do want to ask you, Sarah. So, you know, obviously you guys took the plunge. It was a little bit scary when you did it. I'm loving the results that you're starting to see now, that stability, the mindset shift, some of the creativity, the ways that you've grown. If you're comfortable with it, can you talk a little bit to the growth that your business has experienced from before you joined How to Manage a Small Law Firm and before you started paying yourself first to where you guys are at today?
Oh my gosh. Okay. But just generally speaking, I'll give you general numbers. So I believe in 2020, let's just say before we joined HTM in 2022, we were making around $250,000, $275,000 a year.
Is that business gross or personal gross?
Business gross. So that was everything. And then we joined HTM in April of 2023, really started using everything. As you know, we dove right in. We attended every workshop that we could. I think I've joked with you before that we have... Oh man, I love the workshops. I think they're great. I'm a workshop girly. I like to get my hands dirty and just really come out the other end. I love working on the business, not in the business all the time, as we say. So a lot of good things have come from that. And I don't even know if it was a particular workshop or if it was really profit first that, you know, was really the driving factor between that first step of just paying yourself, right? But it could have been the budget workshop that I did and just being around that collective of other attorneys and realizing I'm around a bunch of successful attorneys and these people are paying themselves. There is stability here. And also seeing the projected budget and realizing it could be stable and that it can be a habit, right? I mean, because before we didn't have a budget, we didn't have a projected budget. So again, that workshop really helped. But sorry, to get back to your question. So in 2022, I want to say we were making approximately $250,000, you know, completely, you know, that was like what the business was making. But also that was just Brad and I. And our run rate, what we are hoping to end the year for 2025, our goal is $839,000, this year in 2025, and we are on track. In fact, we're ahead of schedule. So our goal is to make 830, 9,000 this year, which is great because we're able to pay ourselves. We're able to pay our associate attorney. We're able to pay our paralegal. We're able to pay, we actually have two attorneys. We are hiring a office manager soon. And really, it's all started from that mindset of understanding that your value and your worth. I am putting so much time into this business. I deserve to get paid for it. It's not greed. It's two things. It's the mindset of I deserve to be paid from this business, because I wouldn't go to another law firm and work for free. I wouldn't work for a law firm and say, and them say, you know what, we can't pay you this month. And in fact, you're going to owe us money. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like in that concept, right? Of, I mean, it's almost just asinine that some months we would not even take money from the business at all. And we're just drowning our own personal savings. And if you think about it that way, I would never go to another law firm, number one, not get paid, and then them say, oh yeah, and by the way, like you're gonna, we can't pay you, so you're gonna have to like go into your own personal finances to like pay your own mortgage. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like the mental concept of, and that's what we were doing whenever you think about it. So now the business is our mule. It works for us. It is not our baby. It is not, it is working for us. And also our next goal is we are growing, but personally right now we are working on our just, you know, profitability margin with our fractional CEO, just making that more efficient. But again, we're able to do that because the business is providing a sustainable life for us. And it's providing us with the house that we want. It's providing us with the 3 to 4 Disney vacations that we're taking a year. It's providing us having my daughter in ballet and for us to have a nice car. You know, it's just, you see all the things now that the business is providing so that that way you do get up in the morning and you are excited to work for the business because you are putting yourself first and you're not seeing yourself as less than.
I am so grateful that you came on and shared this with us. Can I ask, because we do still get this question of, well, okay, taking profit first worked for them, but it won't work for me. What kind of advice do you have for other law firm owners who are scared to take the plunge?
Oh, I say just baby steps. You don't have to do the entire profit first immediately. Just take those baby steps like we did and see the results. You don't have to read the book and say, okay, I have to pay myself now and then I have to get the buckets going. And, you know, because it can be a little, it can be overwhelming, right? Especially for people who aren't finance oriented. Just do that first step. And for us, it was paying ourselves. And man, after 12, 13 years, whatever it was terrifying. I remember I said, Brad, we are paying ourselves this year. This is ridiculous. We cannot just keep taking scraps, whether they're amazing scraps or terrible scraps, or maybe they're amazing distributions. It's all over the place. And I said, Brad, you are working your ass off for this business. You deserve to get paid. I am working my ass off for this business. I deserve to get paid. So really, it was just that one step. So if you're anxious about profit first for lawyers, or you think, yeah, it worked for them, but maybe it won't work for me, just really take one step, take one piece and evaluate how it's changed your business. And really from there, move forward, right? And if it's changed your business in a productive way, a good way, then just do the next step and start doing the buckets and the accounts and all that, right? That's what I would suggest, is just baby steps and start forward.
Let me just see if I can distill everything that we learned here, right? Number one, I think it's really important. I loved what you said, this mindset of it's not about greed, it's about stability. And kind of number two was very similar to that, right? Which is, you deserve to be paid just as much as your employees, or as you would if you were working for somebody else, right? You have to make sure that you are the one getting paid. And this last bit of advice here, I think that's so, so perfect, is take the baby steps, one step at a time. It doesn't have to be everything all at once. It just has to be one thing. Start on that, see how it affects your mindset, see how it affects your bottom line. and then keep stepping it up from there. And I really love seeing how you guys have really grown and changed your lives and changed the trajectory of your business as you have started to put these principles in place. You know, I think it's very true that you get out of something what you put into it. I just have really enjoyed seeing your journey. It's been so inspiring to me, and I'm really, really grateful that you came on today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I mean, I'm going to end with that. You know, as always, like with all of us law firm owners, it's never perfect. There's always struggle. There's always going to be that next new level, new devil. But I have to reiterate, going back to what Arjan said in that clip, you know, that if you grow, then that's going to save the business, right? Well, I hate to say it, but I mean, more money, more problems, right? I mean, it's kind of true, right? In that, it is great because you're getting paid, but you're also having more employees and everything like that. But it's so rewarding. And once you have the stability and the systems in place, systems like profit first and paying yourself and making sure that you're putting yourself first and that it's not greed and that you have that stability, having that stability is what's going to make the growth sustainable. So that whenever something does go wrong, or which inevitably it will, and that's fine, right? Because that's owning a business. It's problem-tunities left and right, right? It's not a problem. It's a problem-tunity. You know, and that's fine because that's what owning a business is. But at the end of the day, getting paid and knowing that there is stability and that there is structure makes the chaos and uncontrol of all the unknowns and all the fixes that you have to do as an owner that much more manageable.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you so much. Also, I really, really like new level, new devil. I put that one in my vernacular from here on out.
I have to say, I did not like hearing that because I was naive at first. And I thought, no, what do you mean? You grow and all the problems go away. What do you mean? And they said, what are you talking about? They just get...
just new problems.
New problems, but it's okay because but you learn, right? You learn that it's fine. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's like profit is not an event. It is a habit. And having that stability and putting yourself first and understanding your value is what is going to make the somewhat chaos of a business just all worth it.
Sarah, thank you so, so much for being here today. For anyone out there who might need your expertise or would like to reach out to you for criminal defense or personal injury services in the New Orleans area, how would they get a hold of your firm?
Yes. So we do criminal defense and personal injury in Southeast Louisiana. So if you or a family member have anything in that regard, we are more than happy to do a free consultation. You can give our office a call at 504-434-7000. You can also visit our website at www.nolacriminaldefense.com. You can also follow our social media. We are Phillips Law LLC on Instagram, and also you can follow us on Facebook, and we also have a YouTube channel.
We'll go ahead and post those links in the show notes. And for those of you listening, I hope that this has been helpful for you. That's all we've got for today, and we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on another episode of the Profit First for Lawyers podcast. If you're enjoying what you're hearing, tell a friend and buy your copy of the book at profitfirstforlawyers.com. Your future self will thank you for it, and we will see you next time.